Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As the insurance industry continues to embrace digital transformation, U.S. life insurers are increasingly turning to digital health data to modernize underwriting processes. By leveraging electronic health records, wearable device data, and other real-time health insights, insurers have the potential to not only streamline risk assessment, but also expand access to coverage for underserved populations who may have been overlooked by traditional methods. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Justin Baker, Associate Vice President of Life Insurance for LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Justin, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you, John. I'm excited to be here.
And Justin, I understand that LexisNexis has a new platform when it comes to life insurance. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. 2 years ago, we started our process of acquisition of Human API. Human API had started up a service to provide electronic health records to the life insurance industry. And LexisNexis had an opportunity to engage in an acquisition with them. We were excited by what they had created in terms of connecting to multiple sources, the consent management platform that they had built, and the future potential that they saw. And where we were looking at our opportunity in particular and saw a great synergy benefit was our ability to take them to the next level, leveraging our industry expertise, our analytics, our regulatory experience, and our connection with the life insurance industry. So since that acquisition, we're moving forward with our LexisNexis Health Intelligence platform. So that platform is focused around access to digital health data, specifically the electronic health records. The platform enables consent by the consumer in two methods, using a standard HIPAA authorization, which the life insurance carriers are obtaining as part of the application process. And that allows us to source data from typical medical vendors, health information exchanges. We also have built a consumer consent process where the consumer essentially provides their consent directly to LexisNexis, shares their data via their health portals with LexisNexis, and then we are able to give it to the life carriers for their permissible purposes. So that enables, obviously, those direct connections and public networks. From there, the platform is focused around not just the sourcing, but also the orchestration of pulling all those sources together. We have a normalization and parsing capability that we built into that platform to get everything into a standard view, and then ultimately to produce a single data product output for life insurance carriers. Predominantly, that's our clinical history report with highlights. That's the standard that that our customers are using for the life underwriting use case. That's where we've seen the most traction there. But it serves as a platform to enable other use cases, to enable future data products and insights to put out there, all supported by the overall LexisNexis team of experts, so that the carriers make sure that they're optimizing the use of that. So we're really excited about bringing those capabilities together and the potential to solve not just today's problems, but also the problems that carriers will run into in the future.
The life insurance industry has been talking about digital health data for years. So what makes now any different?
Yeah, I think we're at a point where there's a lot of factors that are converging to push carriers along in their journey. First and foremost is the consumer demand for experience that's commensurate with what they experience in other industries and other lines of business. There's frequently cited examples across the spectrum, but we all know speed, reduction of friction, those things are important, personalizations, et cetera. And the demand for control of their data and the transparency of that use of data, that's a trend that's been out there for years and that we see continuing. And so carriers will want to make sure to apply that trend and be cognizant of it with the use of health data. From the carrier perspective, they really have kind of three pieces here in particular that are pushing them along. Number one is just overall stagnant growth of the industry. You know, if we go back 5 years ago, we were all experiencing the early stages of the pandemic. one of the things that drove change in the life insurance industry was a disruption to getting standard evidence sources. And so that forced along some innovation within the industry. And then we saw that the general population was reconciling with their own mortality in face of that pandemic. And so we saw some new business activity increase during those pandemic years. However, people have sort of reset to normal, and we're back to the steady levels of new business production and the anemic growth rates. Furthermore, just in terms of the innovation, it's a point of, well, what's the next step? There were things that were introduced 5 years ago, 4 years ago, but what's the next step that's going to really help with that growth? Part of that innovation was expansion of acceleration rates. So accelerated underwriting is something that our industry established more than a decade ago, which was to move beyond the use of the age and face requirements table and to actually make that requirements a little bit more dynamic in using collection of data and assessment of that data earlier in the new business and underwriting process to essentially avoid the use of some of the more cumbersome or invasive evidence collection that the industry had been used to for years. Now, during those pandemic years, we saw carriers expanded their accelerated underwriting programs in terms of the age for which someone would qualify to go through those programs or the face amount of the policy that they would be applying for. Those expansions existed. But at the same time, one of the most critical pieces was ensuring that the throughput, so the approval through those accelerated programs, was also increasing. And those programs really had an assumption that there's a trade-off between the efficiency and the ease of the process and the underwriting accuracy. And so throughput still remains relatively tight. And that's been a metric that hasn't moved as fast as the expansion of the eligibility for those programs. And so carriers are at a spot where they need to improve that throughput to truly deliver an accelerated experience for most consumers. And then the other side of that trade-off was the notion of mortality slippage. So those introductions of accelerated programs that we just talked about, that trade-off between ease and experience and underwriting accuracy, all drives this concept of mortality slippage. So that's really the difference between the expected mortality and the actual mortality. So as actual mortality, if it's worse, then we're slipping from that target. We are definitely hearing from the industry that mortality slippage and the clarity around it is definitely a high focus issue right now. Again, they expanded the accelerated underwriting programs, which was good for the consumer. And now there's a need to balance the mortality performance kind of as a second order to make sure that we're achieving both of those goals. And specifically, what we've heard is there are common drivers of that mortality slippage experience, like undisclosed tobacco use, inaccurate height and weight when it's self-disclosed by the applicant, and then just generally a lack of insight into common measurements like blood pressure or lab results like A1C, because part of that traditional evidence that they're no longer obtaining is something like a paramed where they would have got accurate measurements on that. So that's where the use of digital health data can help to address that. And so what we saw as our opportunity with health intelligence and moving forward with the acquisition of Human API and building this health intelligence platform is moving from just electronic health records as a report, but to actual insights and those insights that are curated specifically to life underwriting. So as we think about those insights and we think about those problems that are out there, how can we get into that data? How can we curate it for life underwriting? The electronic health records as a source provides a wealth of data, not just a single type of data. And then we are able to apply our expertise to make sure that what is surfaced for underwriting is actually applicable and relevant for making those underwriting decisions. So across that, you have a consumer need, you have a life insurance carrier need, coupled with what we see as our expertise to help solve that, that it puts us in a good position to help solve this and move it forward.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Justin, do you think technology can turn raw digital health data into meaningful, actionable insights for insurers?
I do. And in fact, we have a strong track record of doing that in other industries where, or not other industries, excuse me, other types of data. So, you know, LexisNexis and providing for the life insurers are pretty well associated with behavioral data types like driving history or public records. And I'll use a couple examples there and then talk about how we're going to port that over, the concepts over onto health intelligence. So if I look at the driving history, there's all of our states, and then there's all of the violation codes that those states have. And they're all different. And really, there's thousands of them out there. And we have used our expertise to basically create a standard violation code list that gets that down to just several hundred violation codes so that it makes it far more usable in underwriting decisions. Now, that's not just personal lines auto, but that's also on the life insurance side. Life insurers are typically worried about major violations like driving while suspended or driving under the influence. Those standard violation codes make that information far easier to digest. And again, curated to be specific to their use case. If I use our risk classifier solution as another example, that's a mortality model that we built and introduced about 10 years ago, where we are modeling mortality output based on public records, credit, and driving information to give a very accurate mortality prediction. Again, looking at the data, which is vast and broad, pulling out the most important items and then tying it back to actual results. That mortality modeling is actually one of the cornerstones that we want to leverage going forward. We have our own mortality data that we've built over the years. So we have this large mortality data. It's larger than you know, just what you'd find through the Social Security Death Master file. And by having that mortality data, we're actually able to tie data back to actual experience. And that's really important because that helps us to quantify results. You know, the life insurance industry has a depth of expertise around mortality, and they have good judgment and expertise that they apply through their underwriting guides. But coupling that with actual mortality experience to the scale that we can do here helps to quantify that and make their results more precise. Specifically with medical, we've done a couple things that worked in conjunction with the acquisition of Human API and the deployment of health intelligence. One was that we did a study with our sister division. So LexisNexis provides data solutions to several industries, one of which was healthcare. So we did a study with our healthcare division where we took 50 million insured lives and match that to medical claims experience that the healthcare team had. That medical claims experience basically got down to diagnosis level ICD information. And we got 1.7 billion claims row of information. And then we tied that to mortality results. And what we were able to derive from that was we were able to quantify mortality experience by ICDs and basically group those at meaningful levels. So if you had cancer, you had heart disease, sleep apnea, we were able to roll that up and derive meaningful mortality drivers out of that. Furthermore, in addition to the mortality side, we also want to look at what are we actually finding in the records. And with electronic health records versus some of the other more traditional sources of data, you have a longitudinal factor and you just have a depth of information out there that helps for the confidence that an underwriter can have when making a decision. And I'll give an example here of, we looked at discovering tobacco use indicators in the electronic health record and then contrasted that with the tobacco use diagnosis information that we saw. when we looked just at the diagnosis information, we found that about 8% of the time we found a positive diagnosis of tobacco use. But then for the other 92%, we didn't have any information. We couldn't say whether they were or whether they won't. They were unclassified. So that's useful. It's just incomplete. And then when we looked at the electronic health records information, what we were able to find was we were able to identify 20% of those who had a positive indication of tobacco use. So it was using information beyond the diagnosis codes to speak to that. Furthermore, we were able to look at 51% of them and confirm that they were not a tobacco user. And so the net effect of that is that your combined result is about 71% of the time you're saying, yes, this person's using tobacco, or no, this person is not. That's 9 times the performance of just using the diagnosis codes in isolation. And finding someone who and confirming that they are not a tobacco user is just as important as confirming that they are, because it helps the carriers, again, with that confidence. Am I missing information, or do I have a signal that says, nope, everything's okay here? Now, what we've been doing from that is we have 2 streams of work that we are doing right now for new product introduction. One is the creation of a set of data attributes. And these data attributes, what that basically means is if you have all of this information in electronic health records, and then those are classified into data types like ICD codes or procedure codes or lab results, we then take that a step further and say, how can I give a targeted insight around, in this case, life underwriting that we can use? Now, if we try to, tackle the entire universe, that's going to be a very complicated problem for us within the electronic health record. So we're trying to do this essentially, let's solve the most common issues that are out there through this creation of data attributes. And so our first introduction of an attribute pack is going to include tobacco use history, height, weight, BMI information, common vital signs, common lab results, and then identification if there's any major material impairments found within the records that would be material to underwriting. This information is pulled across those different data types included in the electronic health record and is important because it helps address some of those issues that we talked about earlier, like mortality slippage and helping with overall acceleration. So we're creating that attribute pack, and our target is a summer delivery of that for production. But then we're also using those same attributes to help us with another solution, which is automating post-issue audit assessment. So in order to help combat mortality slippage that we talked about earlier, life carriers have established post-issue audit programs where they are issuing the policy and then they're collecting additional underwriting information on the back end to say, hey, did I make the right decision around the issuance of that policy? That process can work, but what carriers are finding is it's hard to scale. They're not able to keep up with the volumes. It's very manually intensive, and so they're not able to derive the directional insights that they would like. What we have as a concept that we're working with a handful of carriers right now to explore is we can take those attributes that we talked about earlier, the tobacco, the build, the vitals. We can take those identified impairments, and then we can assess from the carrier, when they send us the input, they send us, hey, it's Justin's policy. They will also tell us, and we issued it at standard. We're able to assess that information and say, was the class placement, was the tobacco classification accurate based on what we're seeing in the electronic health record? When the carrier looks at that, they can look at a group of 100 of them. And if we say, hey, there's 15 of them that we think that you made the wrong choice on, they can then target their underwriter resources to focus on those 15 because those have the highest likelihood of action and change based on what they've found after the fact. Most importantly, too, is that it gets underwriters comfortable with the use of a subset of the data to drive the deeper reviews to know that they're not losing anything in terms of insight. And then they're able to scale this volume so that the carrier can learn more quickly. They can refine their accelerated programs. They can then introduce additional automated data ingestion earlier into their underwriting process and expand on the overall experience for their consumers with a higher level of confidence that they won't have mortality slippage. So we see, based on our history and our track record, based on the studies that we've done and where we are seeing market interest and engagement around our first insights products out of Health Intelligence, we have a high level of confidence that we'll be able to help move the industry forward.
Then looking ahead, Justin, how do you see digital health data shaping the future of the life insurance underwriting?
Yeah, I think when we come back to it, really, it's the consumers have shifted, and it's really been, in my opinion, it's been several decades that they've shifted. You know, we've seen sort of the stagnant growth that's occurred going back to the late 70s, early 80s. We've had an industry that has expanded their use of data sources and added to the overall evidence that they're able to look at. But what's most important is to make the mindset shift of, I'm not just collecting this digitally so that I can get a nice PDF to look at within the matter of minutes versus days. I need to, as the life insurer, I need to be thinking of this, of what are the insights in this information so that I can focus on those. And most importantly, so an underwriter can focus on those. Underwriters spend a lot of time sorting and sifting and organizing all of the evidence they have and trying to tie it all together versus actually analyzing that information and making a decision. So the use of digital health data and specifically sourcing through electronic health records and coupling that as part of an overall strategy can enable the movement to its insights. It's fully tied together across the risk, so that we can put that in front of an underwriter and say, here's the most important information to understand. Furthermore, using this digital health data in this way allows it to be tied together with other data types, such as the driving history, the credit, the public records footprint. Those are important as well, but they're largely thought of as distinct from medical. And we would argue that when you use them together and you look for the interactions, that's really when you can tell this is the full picture of the risk. And, you know, one way that I think of it in my mind is to say behavior is in large part a leading indicator to what presents itself as medical on the back end. And so that coupling together allows for that full picture. And if we go back to that consumer viewpoint as well, the consumer is all about expansion of control and transparency. We know that trend will continue. This digital health data, this sourcing, it puts carriers in the right spot to be able to move in conjunction with those consumer expectations and evolve with them as we go forward.
Well, Justin, this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed my time here.
I was Justin Baker, Associate Vice President of Life Insurance LexisNexis Risk Solutions, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.